And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and this Saturday you have a chance to sleep out for independence and raise awareness about homelessness and also raise money for Providence House here in Shreveport. And joining me this morning in our Noel Foundation studios are Raylynn Brown, who is the president of the Nonprofit Administration Student Organization, and also with us, Stacy Martino, who is the director of the Institute for Human Services and Public Policy here at LSUS, and Simone Hennessy, the executive director of Providence House. And we're going to talk about the sleep out and also the mission of Providence House and really raising awareness about what homelessness is and how debilitating it is and how we help folks get out of that quandary. So we're going to start with you, Simone, since you've been with Providence House, geez, since 92.
Yeah, like time, 21 years.
Time flies, doesn't it?
Holy cow, it does indeed.
So now, where did Providence House start and how did you all kind of found yourself and get your mission and where are you at right now with addressing the problems of homelessness in this community?
Providence House was really started under the name of Evergreen House in about 1989. Two women out of First Presbyterian Church saw the need in our community, because typically what happens when families are homeless is daddy goes to the rescue mission, mama goes to Salvation Army, and the kids are just kind of pawned out wherever they could be, where whoever could take care of them. Mm-hmm. So these women really felt like at a time with this kind of crisis that family really needed to be together, and especially the children. And so they wanted to address that. And indeed, there was a need in our community, and their senior pastor, John Rogers, says, well, y'all go do something about it. And so they did. And so it started as Evergreen House in 1989 and was really run as an emergency shelter by the Salvation Army. And in 1992, they decided to change their mission, and the Salvation Army wanted to continue what they were doing, of course, and that's important. And so we started to look at long-term solutions to the issues of homelessness. That is our mission, is to break the cycle of homelessness, as we say, one family at a time. We are the largest residential development center in the state for homeless families with children, and we have the only child development center for homeless children in the state. And so that's our whole mission, and that's how we came to be where we are today. And our success rate, I have to say, is this past year is 76% for the families that have actually graduated. They are independent and living productively in our community, and that's the end goal, and that's what we're about.
So they're actually, I mean, you know, when you're homeless, you're a drain on society, because there's going to be all kinds of services that are going to be needed to help take care of you. Getting folks back into the working world, getting them back into their own independent living,
absolutely,
is not only a boon to them, but it's a boon to the entire community.
And especially the children. There are certain things that we know, that children are going to grow up to be just like their parents, for good or for ill, regardless of whether it's me and you or the families that we serve. Those children are going to grow up like their environment. So we have to work with a sense of urgency to change what they know. And 65% of the people that we serve at Providence House are children. So it's very important.
It's very important to lay that seed that the future can be different. It doesn't have to be the present. So now you have teamed up with some student organizations here at LSUS to put out the Sleep Out for Independence program. I'm going to go to Stacy now. Can you describe what the Sleep Out for Independence is, what you're trying to accomplish here?
What we're doing for the Sleep Out for Independence is trying to bring awareness to the community that there is a large homeless community out there, and it's important to support nonprofit organizations like Providence House in ending homelessness and getting these families back into working society. So as a department at LSUS, we have a student organization called the Nonprofit Administration, and they work closely with nonprofit organizations to support them so that when they graduate, they can work for those nonprofit organizations as leaders in the community.
So rather than a course of study, this is actually a non-academic student organization, but your focus is actually learning how to manage nonprofit organizations then?
We have a program in which is our certification, and we also have a minor that focuses on how, yes, to run a nonprofit. But the student organization in itself doesn't necessarily focus on the certification or the minor. We really try to get out that there are these nonprofits in the area and that we can do something to help them, that they all have a very good cause to work for, and that us as students, whether we want to go professionally into nonprofits or if we, whatever you want to do, there's something you can do to help your community as a whole. So as a student organization, we try to get students out there, okay, show them what they can do.
How do folks get involved if they want to be involved in the Sleep for Independence program?
The Sleep for Independence through the Providence House is open to any organization that wants to create a team. We went on and created a team called the LSUS NASO, which stands for Nonprofit Administration Student Organization. We're one of many 20 to 30 teams that are out there right now. So on the website, you can go on and you can sponsor with a financial donation any team that you want.
So a team really is there to hopefully help pull in people and raise the money necessary to register the team as part of this, right?
There's a whole fundraising component to this. Also, we are challenging the teams. We have some awards. Moonbot Studios is designing the awards, and for the team that raises the most money for first, second, and third place for that, as well as there's a box shelter design that we are really encouraging people to become creative in how they design. I know that, for instance, Bird High School, their boxed-in design will be a beehive.
Okay.
And so there's all different kinds of ones that are happening, and that creates the excitement. And so even though we're addressing a very serious issue, it's all also about having a little fun. Plus, there's a huge education component involved in this event. We have 10 graduates that'll be on the ground, and there's a whole education component that we are going to engage every single person in, really talking about homelessness. How do people get there? How do they get out of that situation? And then pay it forward into the next year.
And so when we say boxed housing, we're literally going to teach people who are coming out to this event how to survive on the streets. If you were to, this is what you have to do if you were to land out of work, out of a home, lose your house, lose your family. This is what you're going to do to make a house, to live in a box, to survive, to find food, to deal with life on the streets as a homeless person.
Well, and one of the things we hope will come out of this is we want it to be really a transformational experience for the people that are sleeping out, so that they're not only learning a little bit about through the experience, but that we can challenge them to use their gifts and talents and monetary support to make significant changes in our community to actually end homelessness.
So now if somebody out there listening right now wants to get involved in this, they don't want to form a team, they just want to be involved, who do they contact and how do they contact you?
Any student at LSUS that wants to maybe join our team or come out and help us build our cardboard structure, we're actually building a ship and we're going to have a theme of piloting the way to independence, since we are the LSUS pilots.
Ooh, great.
Yeah.
Great theme. I love that.
So we're really excited about it, and we'd love to have some more students come out and help us. They can contact me at 795-4264 at LSUS, and we can help them get involved.
Okay. And if an individual out there not involved in the student here wants to get involved, can they form their own independent team?
Yeah. Oh, they can come individually.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have to be on a team. You can come. And in fact, you know, registration is open through the day of the event from 3 to 7. So if you haven't gotten registered, if you haven't gotten on the LSUS team yet, there's plenty of time to do that. And just for the general public, there is plenty of time for people to get their shelter together, whatever that might be. It may be as simple as a box or a sleeping bag or a tent. So one doesn't know, but anybody who's interested can go to our website, which is sleepout4independence.com, and all the information is on there.
And businesses out there that might want to, you know, involve themselves philanthropically, they can just contact you and talk about how to create a team and events like that.
Absolutely. We have a lot of church groups competing and a lot of schools competing. So it's an exciting event. We're hoping for 700 people. And, of course, the other part of the event is creating a very safe environment. So for every 10 people under the age of 18, there has to be a chaperone. There has to be parental releases. And so it's going to be a very safe event. Even though living on the streets is not safe, we will create a safe event for them to experience it.
And this will take place at the Independence Bowl?
It will, at the Independence Stadium. It will. We're hoping for not rain, but if it rains, you know, people are homeless, sleep out. So we're telling people, bring your tarps, bring your ponchos, because who knows what the weather is going to be about. But it's the reality of the world that the homeless sleep in.
And what time does this take place this weekend?
Registration starts at 3, and I think our first boxed-in design starts at 8. We have two great MCs, local and national awareness of them. Des Duran and Willie Jones will be our MCs for the night. And the next morning at 6 a.m., we'll start with a whole praise group in the morning as people are leaving. So it's serious business, but it's also, we want people also to enjoy their time too.
And again, that's taking place this Saturday, which is November 16th, starting at 3 p.m. at the Independence Stadium here in Shreveport.
Absolutely.
So if folks want to get a hold of Providence House, they can contact them at 221-7887.
That is correct. Or go to the website, to the Sleep Out for Independence website, and they can actually get on that also and register, pre-register.
And how do folks contact your student organizations?
Our student organization on campus is 795-4264. We've invited faculty, staff, and students to come out and participate. We're hoping to have Pete the Pilot there. Give a little mascot shout out to him. So it'll be fun. We're looking forward to it.
All right. You go, girls.
There you go.
We love it.
And Raylene, any final thoughts that you'd like to share with the student organizations out there?
I'd just like to say, any student organization, you still have time to sign up your own team or come join our team. It's a really great cause, and it's going to be a lot of fun, as we've heard. And there's still time. You should definitely come out and do it, because so far our organization has had so much fun working on this, and I think everyone else would enjoy it as well.
I want to thank you all for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
That was Stacy Martino. She's the director of the Institute for Human Services and Public Policy at Louisiana State University here in Shreveport, along with Simone Hennessy, the executive director of Providence House, and Raylene Brown, who is the president of the Nonprofit Administration Student Organization. And they were talking with me this morning about Sleep Out for Independence, a fundraiser and social awareness program presented by the Nonprofit Administration Student Organization and Providence House, designed to help support Providence House. If you'd like more information, you can visit them at sleepoutforindependence.com, or you can contact them at 795-4245. You can also contact Providence House at their website, which is providencehouse.com, or call them at 221-7887. All this information will be in our website after this spotlight airs. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.